You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This weekend, MOTAT is hosting its STEM Fair. All weekend, hands-on activities and demonstrations will be running in order to provide both education and play to the innovators of tomorrow. Last week, we headed to MOTAT to speak with Head of Brand and Communications at the museum, Samantha Peary, about the STEM Fair and how it fits into MOTAT's wider ethos.
I think a lot of, especially in Auckland, you know, a lot of people have ideas about MOTAT from when they were kids. But what, if anything, what do we want to think about when we think about MOTAT in 2026?
Well, when you think about MOTAT, I think when you think about our audience, it's really diverse, and we are extremely popular with families. For our family audience, it is a real huge play space of science and technology. It's just super exciting. You get to be really hands-on, minds-on, and it's not just a great day out, although that is a huge draw card. It's a great day out, but you are incredibly inspired by small things. You'll see a collection item in operation. You'll see something about the past that you had no idea about, and then you'll see an exhibition where you've got autonomous aircraft and you're looking at the future. So it's just a real mind-blowing discovery time, and all in a really fun environment where it's all about play and learning.
I mean, and you've mentioned it there, but the play, how does, especially looking at maybe a science education space, what role does play kind of play in what MOTAT wants to do?
Yeah, so we've got an idea there called powerful play, because play is so powerful. It's what sparks people's interests and passion. You learn through play. That's such a elementary thing about you know, early childhood education and onward, that when you are playing is the best time to be learning. It's having fun and you don't know what you're doing. You're just absolutely enjoying your time, but that after effect has deep consequences, and you'll be looking at something, wondering how it works, or let's try this, and that's innovation, that's curiosity. So play is so powerful, and so that's why we think MOTAT is the home of powerful play, and where not just kids, I was saying families here, but adults as well, get to discover, learn and play. And science and technology is our focus area and our key area of expertise, and how our collection actually comes together. It's all innovation technology of its time. It's mind-blowing.
And obviously we're here to talk about the STEM Fair. How does the STEM Fair itself kind of encapsulate all of these ideas of play and powerful play, and kind of just really giving people a space to explore these STEM ideas?
Yeah, well, the event itself over a weekend is fantastic opportunity for our visitors to come and see people who are actually working in the industry. So we've got scientists, engineers, mathematicians, a real range of people demonstrating what they're working on currently, anything from robotics to environmental waste solutions. It's really, really broad, and it's a really exciting day where I'm saying especially kids here, but families, kids, adults, they all get to talk with these people, find out what they're working on, get to share in their passions and interests, and it's equally exciting for the people who are exhibiting. They just get such a buzz out of connecting with the public and sharing their passion as well. And what it does is it helps for people to understand that you can actually, these types of industries, etc., are not just for, it's not just for people who have major qualifications and expertise. Anyone can get into it, and, you know, it all starts with sparking your passion, and by having a go and getting stuck into it, you might actually find that that's something you want to do.
And I kind of, on that, when we're talking about, like, inspiring and across, you know, across all sorts of qualifications, what's sort of the goal for, I think, MOTAT in kind of inspiring a group of younger people, both who might be going into STEM careers and who actually just might not be, but still want to learn something.
Yeah, I mean, we talk a lot about STEM, but it's actually regardless of what you do. It's actually about how you grow as a person. So that sense of curiosity and discovery is gold, and you might work as an artist, is still going to get something here at MOTAT. We actually talk about STEAM instead of STEM, and that's science, technology, engineering, arts and maths. And we also like to add another M for Mātauranga Māori, and very much looking at a te ao Māori perspective as well, which we have so much to learn from in Aotearoa New Zealand. I forgot your question.
Just kind of what, when we look at inspiring these kids across these spaces, kind of how does that change, or how does that stay the same between the people who might be going into, I mean, more traditional STEM fields and maybe these other fields that we've just included there?
Well, I also think there's no need to get binary about STEM or arts, because there is so much crossover. As you were just playing in the kiosk before, you've seen the beauty of maths with fractals and tessellation. You made your amazing display that you sent down onto the floor projection, and, you know, art, nature, maths, it all fits together so beautifully. So it doesn't matter, like, you don't need to actually think, I'm going to be a scientist or engineer, but what you do involves these concepts. Probably in any day that you're doing something, you are using STEM principles just to make a cup of coffee or to do the laundry or navigate how you're going to get from A to B. So it's STEM is everywhere, it's part of everyday life, so let's not make it too intimidating, and let's understand that it's not just for a certain type of person either, because I think it's really common to think you're either creative or academic, or it's actually a mixture, and you can be a data excited hungry ballerina, you might actually use that data to look at how you can improve, how you might be able to warm up more efficiently, how you might be able to cover floor space more economically and with in time with the music. So I mean, I'm just grasping here with my low knowledge, but it is true, you just are using these ideas in everything you do.
And I think, especially going back to, obviously, the inclusion of the arts and also Mātauranga Māori, MOTAT has, suddenly from when, I was coming as a kid, it's changed a lot in kind of the bringing a lot of the education to kind of the forefront. How might MOTAT continue to kind of change the way that it approaches education to kind of include, or to further include those kinds of wide-ranging disciplines?
Yeah, absolutely. We're on a journey, and we take a lot of delight and pride in pushing the boundaries about how we can explain the world around us, science, technology, in different ways. Being in Aotearoa, New Zealand, we have such a rich resource to draw on to help us understand the world around us. Te Pua Wānanga, the Science and Technology Centre here at MOTAT, was very much built around having Te Ao Māori as a teacher, as a guide about how science and technology can be understood. And we really hope that people, when they come here, they can see that this is very much a feel real sense of place that they are in Aotearoa, New Zealand. They're not in a London Science and Technology Centre or anywhere else. They're uniquely within a New Zealand context.
Kind of thinking about the STEM Fair coming up and on that, when it comes to encouraging kids to play and to learn through play, why should they come to MOTAT for that?
Yeah, well, talking about the STEM Fair specifically, but it actually probably reaches into usual viz as well, but with the STEM Fair you are going to see such a range of different ways that STEM, science, technology, engineering and maths and arts and Mātauranga Māori is being used in industry, in careers, in innovation. You're going to see lots of departments from universities, and you know, anything from robotics to sea water quality. You will be able to talk to engineers who work in engineering companies, and they have one great little thing is this bridge building exercise. So that's going to be really cool. You'll let off rockets and dancing robots, all sorts of things. So, but it's not just those things you're going to see. You're going to talk to people, get to ask questions, get up close to the people who have had these amazing careers just in STEM, and see that it's possible for anyone. And I just want kids to really think that the possibilities that are out there and how they might apply this into something they do. And we're not looking for people who are going to be solving the biggest problems only, small and big problems. Anything that they think they can solve, they can take a STEM or STEAM or STEAM application to, and it's a wide world out there for them. MOTAT is the science and technology playground of Aotearoa. We firmly believe that. Play's not a dirty word. Play is such a great thing. Come, enjoy, play, experiment, get curious, discover, and have a great day as well. Yeah.
That was Samantha Perry, Head of Brand and Communications at MOTAT, on the museum's STEM Fair and how it reflects MOTAT.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.